This is a paid political ad sponsored by Pete Volz for City Council.
We have Pete joining us here in the studio today to discuss his candidacy for North Platte City Council. Pete, how are you today, sir?
I am good. Thanks for asking, Tristan.
Glad to have you back in the studio, Pete. And we've had you in the studio. I think this will be the third time we've had you joining us. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I was here last week and then, gosh, back in January or so.
You originally announced your candidacy?
Yeah, I announced in like December or something like that. And then January, I think you invited me in and we had a good talk.
Yeah.
We had a good talk.
Well, and one thing that I enjoy, Pete, as a voter of North Platte, stepping aside out of my duties here at the radio station, but one thing that I've always enjoyed about you and your family, Pete, is you have chose to make North Platte your home for a number of years. People can tell when they listen to you throughout the hour, you're not from North Platte, but you've chose to make this your home.
Yeah. I'm originally from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So my dad was chief police in Newark, New Jersey. So you can't pick where you live until you graduate high school.
Absolutely.
So after I graduated high school, I left New Jersey, and not there's anything wrong with New Jersey. We lived up in farm country in New Jersey.
Sure.
So rural New Jersey. We had to get out of Newark, to be honest with you. So, but after I graduated high school, went to Colorado State University, got my degree in industrial construction management, and got my commission as a second lieutenant in the Air Force. So went off to the Air Force, flew B-52s for about 8-9 years. After flying in Desert Storm, I chose to get out, and I got out in 1993 and moved to Nebraska. So, and I've lived in Nebraska ever since. We, you know, lived in Oglala for a few years, and then I came to North Platte in 1999, started my insurance agency, and have literally loved it here ever since.
And you chose to raise your kids in North Platte as well.
Yeah.
Three of them, right?
Yeah, I have three kids. One lives here now. She was my secretary, but now she's working remotely. She lives in North Platte, Stephanie and her husband Tyler, and I have a granddaughter with them. I have a daughter out in Denver,
okay,
and a son-in-law and another granddaughter in Denver. So they've produced me a granddaughter also. And then Luke and Mad, they're out in Omaha. So I'm right in the middle. So I'm not going anywhere. And actually, my druthers would be that they all come back here. Luke married a local girl.
Mm-hmm.
Steph married a local boy. And Chelsea married a guy from Denver. But he literally loves it here. He was hooked when I took him tanking. So, but he just literally loves it here. You know, but
good.
What's not to love?
I was going to say, how can't you love it?
Especially this time in our lives, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, and I understand that COVID is a real thing,
mm-hmm.
and I thoroughly get that. But living in North Platte is a wonderful. Our lives haven't changed nearly as dramatically as they have in the cities and other areas. So we're very, very, very fortunate here.
Now, Pete, you've been involved in the city for a number of ways here in a number of years. I know that most recently you served on the Planning Commission for the City of North Platte. You've served as a member of the Nebraska Land Days Board as well for a number of years. So will those experiences better you if you're elected to serve on the City Council?
Absolutely. When I got to town, I started volunteering in different things. You know, I became an ambassador. I was on the Salvation Army Advisory Board. Then I started coaching my kids. So I coach football, baseball, and softball.
Okay.
And at that same time, I was officiating. I was an NSAA official for 20 years. So you have to stay involved, and you have to get to know people. But then I wound up going on the American Legion Baseball Board and did that. And that's time intensive.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went on Nebraska Land Days when I was done with that. That's time intensive.
Extremely time intensive.
Yeah. So, but while I was doing those two things, I was also a member of the Planning Commission. And I was actually the chair of the Planning Commission for the last 5 years of my tenure. They kicked me off because I had to. I term limited out, you know? So, but that's what got me involved in local politics, to be perfectly honest with you. Not so much politics, but just learning how the city operates.
Kind of the inner workings.
Absolutely. And I truly, truly enjoyed my time on the Planning Commission. And I feel all of that experience, from my Air Force to volunteerism, but especially Planning Commission, I think that guides all my decision-making processes and teaches me how to make rational decisions, you know, and heartfelt decisions. And that's what you have to do as a city councilman. You have to study the issue and mm-hmm. make a heartfelt decision, what you feel is in the best best environment for the city of North Platte, taking everything into account.
Now, and I'm glad you brought that up, Pete, because let's be honest, there's a good amount of study time that goes in with being a city councilman, and it's not for a lot of reward. It's a tough job, time-consuming, and the praise is minimum sometimes. If you're elected to serve Ward 2, Pete, what kind of time availability do you have to serve not just your constituents in the second ward, but the entire city?
Sure. This is why I waited till this time in my life to do this. While I was on Planning Commission and Nebraska Land Days Board, both of those are very Planning Commission's relatively time intensive. Nebraska Land Days Board is extremely time intensive, and same with Legion Baseball. So I have ample time. It's kind of quirky, but I really enjoy this. So as I'm preparing to be a city councilman, I'm taking huge major issues that I'm looking at, getting them straight in my head. One of them is going to be property tax, and I'm not quite there yet. That's a extremely complex issue.
Yeah.
But I've studied the budget for about 3 months now, and I attend city council meetings. You have to have a good working knowledge of the budget.
Mm-hmm.
I can almost recite what I can recite the percentages and the numbers that each one of our major departments have, what their expenditures are.
Wow.
And I know, the percentages. We have a 25% sales tax. That's our revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Our property tax is 12.5%. State, the money we get from state is 12.9%. These are areas that the city gets paid. This is how the city gets paid. So in those pieces of the pie, we have to be able to create a budget out of that.
Yep.
And if I can transition into that is how we can grow our expenditures. The way the options to grow expenditures, increase sales tax.
Absolutely.
Okay? How do we increase sales tax? Well, a key portion to increase sales tax, and I'm going to transition to quality growth, the quality growth fund. The quality growth fund is designed for us to increase our sales tax. Okay? So if we don't approve the quality growth fund at this next election, there's a good chance we're just going to stay flat then. The quality growth, the legislature has given cities the ability to divert a portion of your sales tax and put it in a pot. That's called the quality growth fund. Okay? All the cities of Nebraska have that opportunity. So if we don't take advantage of that opportunity to divert a portion of our city sales tax towards quality growth, we will tie one hand behind our back. We will be at a severe disadvantage because the other cities are doing it, and if we choose not to do that, the old saying, it's cutting off your nose to spite your face. So we can't afford not to renew the quality growth fund.
Now, Pete, we know that it's a difficult task, obviously, being a councilman here in the city of North Platte. It's a balancing act, really, because we ask you to serve the constituents of Ward 2, but at the same time, you're tasked with also serving the entire city of North Platte. So do you feel that you would be able to juggle that if elected to serve in Ward 2?
Yeah, absolutely. I have an even greater dilemma, if you want to call it. For a long time, I've contemplated this, and I was concerned what it would do for my business, to be perfectly honest with you, because
it's understandable.
You're not always going to be the most popular person in the room. Some people will literally, in the world of politics today, you could possibly be despised, and that is obviously not good for business. But I feel so strong about the position North Platte's in right now. And looking at the future of North Platte, I have great aspirations for it. So my decision-making process is very theoretical and heartfelt. So I look at something and I feel I can justify my decision as long as I put the time in to look at the issue and truly made the decision from my heart. So what I feel is best for North Platte. It's not always going to appeal to everybody, but hopefully by doing your due diligence, I think people will hopefully at least respect my decision. That's all you can hope for.
Now, Pete, we do have to wrap up here, but I've seen a lot of your yard signs out throughout the city. If folks want to get one of your yard signs and maybe they want to discuss your candidacy a little bit more ahead of the election, how can they get in contact with you directly?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a number of ways. My phone number, 308-520-1576. My office is on the corner of E and Jeffers. You can stop down and just talk to me. You can reach out to email on the web, on my website. You know, you just Google Pete Volz and you'll find my shelter insurance website. Please contact me there or through my Facebook page, Volz for City Council. I've had numerous people reach out, and every time I have someone reach out, I thank them. You know, the only way, we have to be verbal. We have to be verbal in this, and let's have the discussion.
Yep.
You know, and I really appreciate questions. Makes me think. Then I can express my opinions, and the one thing with me growing up in New Jersey, I'm always going to be honest. So
it's a characteristic you brought to the good life.
Yeah, it is. It is. To my demise sometimes. Sometimes I'm really honest.
Well, Pete, we appreciate you taking some time for us. We'll see you out on the campaign trail.
Thanks for having me, Tristan. I appreciate it very much.
This has been a paid-for political ad, paid for by Pete Volz for City Council.